Good morning, everybody. Missing you like crazy. I'm going to see if we can do something with Zoom, maybe during the week, maybe during our Wednesday evening service. Even people that wouldn't normally come, you might be able to get on Zoom. You just download that app, and it's pretty easy, I think, for everybody to just get on. And it's kind of a neat forum. Everybody's face shows up around the screen, and the person talking is in the middle. And then when somebody else chimes in, they get put into the middle. And it's pretty easy software to use, and it'd be just great to talk to everybody and catch up on everything. I don't know how that's going to work out, but we'll continue to update you with those details. In case you haven't noticed, my razor's broken, and I'm pretty sure all you ladies' makeup cases are missing because we don't have to go anywhere or do anything. I don't know if I ever told you this, but the word cosmetics comes from the word cosmos, which means to bring order out of chaos. What a pastor. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, happy Lord's Day, and I have a message for you this morning. I hope it blesses you. We're continuing on our theme of the Holy Spirit, and in particular, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And today, I think we're talking about something important, especially as regards our present circumstance, our interactions, and especially on social media. It is called kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. And from Galatians 5:19, we read, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce these evil results: sexual immorality, impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasure, idolatry, participation in demonic activities, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, divisions, the feeling that everyone's wrong except those in your own little group, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other kinds of sin. And let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Here, there is no conflict with the law. And Colossians 3:12 says, since God chose you to be the holy people whom he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Father, I pray that you'll open up our hearts this morning to receive what you have for us. Lord, we all struggle with so many of these things. Even though our lives are rooted in you, we're still sinners, Lord, and we struggle. And we are so blessed that you say in your word that if we confess our sin, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a blessing that is. And so we ask you, Lord, to change us. That sanctification process that takes a lifetime. We're just putting ourselves in your hands and trusting you, Lord. Open our ears and our hearts this morning to receive what you have to say. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you noticed how many ads and commercials appeal to our baser nature in order to sell us things? Advertisers know human nature and they can manipulate it to sell their wares. Hardly a single product is sold that does not appeal to selfishness and self-interest. While selfishness may feed our hunger and ease for ease and pleasure, it poisons our spirit by choking out the fruit of kindness. In every given circumstance, selfishness cannot coexist with kindness. One will prevail and stamp out the other. I don't know about you, but I would love to be remembered as a kind person. Let's see how to nurture and grow this fruit in our lives and become a blessing rather than a pain in the butt. There's a sign you see on some people's desks at work, and it reads like this: "Everybody makes my day, some by coming and some by leaving." That's an interesting take on dealing with unkind people, but let's see if we can learn the benefits of being kind. True kindness is grown in the heart by the Holy Spirit, an expression of generosity toward others. It is a turning of self inside out so as to be giving to others, including things like material resources, our time, our presence, good wishes, and affections. Romans 12:8 says, if your gift is to encourage others, do it. If you have money, share it generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Our motivation should not be what's in it for us. Our kindness, as with all things, should be redemptive. The ultimate help, peace, love, etc., is found in Jesus and our ability to share those things with the people surrounding us. One thing I want to make clear this morning is any one of us can put these things on, but God knows the motive of our heart. And if we are pure and genuine and motivated by the Holy Spirit, our motives will be pure and genuine. And when we are kind to people, it's not to get anything back from them, not to expect anything back from them. I know people who do favors for people and then can't wait to call those favors back in. When you do something for somebody, you want nothing in return. In fact, the reward is the act itself. So when we do things through the Holy Spirit, they're done purely for the sake of doing them and blessing others. And there is a byproduct. The Holy Spirit blesses us with joy and peace that comes from the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And kindness is one of those fruits. So what are some of the things that kindness should express? First of all, empathy. And that is the putting of ourselves in another person's situation. How soon we sometimes forget our own weakness and past failures and needs. And one of the big things that I see today is the understanding of people that people can't change. So somebody did something 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, and they're condemned for it today. There's never a giving of forgiveness. But you know, people do change. People's hearts change. Their minds change. Their attitudes change. Their abilities change. Everything. Their circumstances change. And life has a way of changing our attitude and our outlook. I love that line. You've heard me share it many times, but it's always a reminder to me. James Taylor wrote a song, Fire and Rain, and in that song, there's a line that goes, I've been working my mind toward an easy time and my back turned toward the sun. But Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. And that has been a fact. Difficult times cause us to reevaluate things. And over time, life helps people change many times in good ways. And so we have to be aware that people aren't the same people that they were 5, 10, 15 years ago, even a year ago. That's the way life is. So when we are hard on people, we become hard and insensitive ourselves to the needs and the struggles of others. Kindness requires us to remember the kind of people we are and the kind of people we once were and the kind of forgiveness and help that we've received from God. And we should desire that for others as well. When we then are helping them become people of God, the people that God wants them to be. When we're kind to people, they respond in kind. And it's a good cycle. Luke 7:47 says, I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me much love. But a person who's forgiven little shows only little love. This is Jesus talking about the woman who was just loving him so much and caring for him, and the people were being critical of her. And what he was saying was, people who are forgiven of a lot of things love a lot because they realize how undeserving they are and how wonderful to have that free gift of forgiveness. But people who are self-righteous and think that, well, you know, I didn't really have that. I was a pretty good person to begin with. They don't love that much because they don't realize what has been done for them when they come to Jesus. Proverbs 12:25 says, worry weighs a person down, but an encouraging word cheers a person up. See the power that we have as believers. How much does an encouraging word cost us? And yet, sometimes we just forget. We're so caught up in our own things. But we have power in our words to be encouraging and loving and helpful and kind. Secondly, show kindness to yourself. Not in self-indulgence, but in mercy. Ask God to forgive your sins and don't dwell on them. Don't beat yourself up over them. God isn't remembering them. He says that he's thrown your sins as far as the east is the west is to the west. He's thrown your sins in his sea of forgetfulness. If you've ever lost anything in the ocean, it's hard to find it within 10 feet of yourself. I know I lost a 400 pair of sunglasses in the ocean right at my feet and couldn't get it. It's a long and funny story, but I don't have time for it here. But God throws your sin and my sin in his sea of forgetfulness, and it's meant to mean that they're lost forever. So don't beat yourself up over it. If the sin we struggle against is in our mind, it is where we can rationalize it and fall for it all over again. And this is a trick, one of the devices of the enemy that the Word of God tells us not to be ignorant of. And here is where we are instructed in regard to condemnation. Romans 8:1. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Do you see what the point is here? Is that, of course, Jesus, being God, is kind. He's so kind. He laid down his life for us and was able to forgive us our sins. But he's so darn kind, he went beyond that and he gave us eternal life. And not just some mundane eternal life, but an eternal life of joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the half has not been told from that old song. So don't let the past dominate your present thinking. And allow yourself to receive kindness from others. You know, some of us, I have such a hard time receiving help and kindness from other people. We're worried that they might think we are going to owe them back. Or we feel like, oh, I don't deserve it. And here's the worst one. The people that when good things start to happen to them, they think that bad things must follow. This is not a world of karma. It's a world of grace. Now, if you don't know Jesus, it kind of is a world of karma. You reap what you sow. But with Jesus, we're forgiven. So let those things go. And this allows others to receive the joy that comes from showing kindness. And then it frees up your ability to show other people the same kind of kindness. It's wonderful. Finally, to make kindness fully rooted in your heart and life, you have to let go of hatred and bitterness and resentment. You can't flow with kindness when you have your own imaginary war going on the inside. And drugs and alcohol and pornography and any other kind of escape, whatever it is, even if it's hard work, it's not going to let you free. You have to seek God and know His forgiveness and His help. And one of the other fruits that we'll be covering later goes along with kindness, because to be kind, we have to have self-control. We have to control ourselves. Our emotions aren't something that is to control us. We are to control them for our good and the good of others. You can heal relationships, lift burdens, save lives, and save souls through forgiveness and kindness, and you can live a worthy and worthwhile life. Like mercy and grace, one precedes the other, and we can stop with one, but it's always best to continue. Go for everything that God wants for you in your life. Showing kindness to others isn't always going to be easy. As I like to say sometimes, no good act of kindness or goodness will go unpunished. And it's a little sarcastic, but I think some of you experienced that, and you know what I'm talking about. You might face rejection from somebody, but our security is rooted in Jesus, not in what other people think about us. And you can't flow. You might spend significant amounts of time and resources, but showing kindness is not only a fruit of the Spirit, it restores our own soul. It uproots hatred and bitterness and sows the seeds of love in our hearts. A continued practice of kindness will make love take root and grow. Set aside your own ideas and agenda. They aren't working very well. And give in to the kindness of the Holy Spirit. Today, as we spend time with God in prayer, as you have your devotional time, ask Him to show you the areas of your life that are holding you back from experiencing the fruit of kindness, and not only accepting it and receiving it, but doling it out. Do you find yourselves being judgmental instead of empathetic towards others when they are in need or have failed or simply don't live up to your standards and expectations? Is there sin now or in the past that's hindering you? Ask for forgiveness and let God put it behind you. Psalm 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. And Micah 7:18 through 20 says, where is another God like you who pardons the sin of the survivors among His people, who cannot stay angry with your people forever because you delight in showing mercy? Once again, you will have compassion on us. You will trample our sins under your feet and throw them into the depths of the ocean. You will show us your faithfulness and unfailing love, as you promised with an oath to our ancestors, Abraham and Jacob, long ago. Allow yourself to receive God's real forgiveness. Get God's kindness. ask God for his help to overcome any obstacles to that. And pray daily for the Spirit to prompt and to practice kindness every day. Let's pray together this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. I feel the need myself. I'm so caught up in my schedule and my busyness and all of the things that weigh heavily on me that I have to do and accomplish, and all the needs that surround me, Lord, and I'm overwhelmed. And so I have this mental thing going on instead of reaching deeper for that spiritual thing and walking by the Spirit instead of by my brain. And so, Lord, I just pray that you'll help me, that you'll help us, that you'll be with us. Help us to receive your forgiveness. Forgive us now, Lord, for our sin, and cleanse us from unrighteousness. In this very moment, because we've asked and your word tells us it's your promise, we are forgiven. And that's it. And now go and sin no more, Jesus would say to us. And allow the Spirit of God through your cleansed vessel. Allow the Spirit of God to work through you. Be kind to yourself and then be kind to others. Love them and help them. Help them along. So many people's eyes and hearts and spirits aren't open. They haven't seen the light, and we need to help them. So thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your help to us. Always there for us, always loving us, always encouraging us, always helping us. You are so faithful and you are so kind. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So we'll be talking to you real soon if I get time, because I have a big day. I'll record a few better quality songs so we can open up with a little bit of worship. And I'm definitely going to work on that video or conference that we can have, so we can all actually see and talk to each other. And we'll pretend we're a big corporation. And that'll be fun. So I'll have business questions for you all. And then I just want to thank everybody for your amazing faithfulness through all this. You've been so faithful with your giving and to think about others. Sonia was so blessed with the cards and letters that she received. And so God bless you all. Love you. Until we see each other again or we talk to each other, stay safe. And I don't think this is going to last much longer. God bless. Love you all. Bye.